Vietnam P, written and read by me, Willie Vladin. One. When I woke up that morning, it was still pretty early. Summer had just begun, and from where I lay in my sleeping bag, I could see out the window. There were hardly any clouds, and the sky was clear and blue. I looked at the Polaroid I had taped to the wall next to where I slept. It shows my aunt and me sitting by a river. She has on a swimsuit. She's my dad's sister, and she looks like him, with black hair and blue eyes, and she's really thin. In the photo, she's holding a can of soda and smiling as I sit next to her. She has her arm around me. My hair is wet, and I'm smiling. That was when we all lived in Wyoming. It had been 4 years since I'd seen her. I didn't even know where she lived anymore. My dad and I had just moved to Portland, Oregon, and we'd been there for a week. We didn't know anybody. 2 days before my school year was done, we packed the truck and moved out from Spokane. We brought our kitchen table and 4 chairs, dishes and pots and pans, our clothes and TV, and my dad's bed. We left all the rest. Neither of us had been to Portland before. My dad just knew a guy who told him of a job opening as a forklift driver for Willig Freight Lines. He applied for it and got it. They interviewed him on the phone and gave him the job right then because at the time he was a forklift driver for TNT Freight Lines in Rock Spring, and he'd done that sort of work for years. We lived in a motel for a few days, then he rented us a house a mile from where he worked. I'm not sure why he wanted to leave Spokane. I told him I didn't want to go. I begged him that I didn't want to go. But he said he'd rather go to prison and get the shit kicked out of him every day than spend any more time in a dump like Spokane. The house we rented had 2 bedrooms. There was a kitchen with an electric stove and a fridge. And there was another room that was empty except for a TV we set on a chair. There was a bathroom that had a tub, sink, and toilet. And there was a back room where you could store things and where there was plumbing and electricity so you could put in a washer and dryer if you had them. Our place was in a neighborhood of small rundown houses next to a trailer park. The houses were built in the 40s. It was called Delta Park. The streets had trees lining them and we had a backyard. Since it was a real house, my dad promised we'd get a barbecue and then a dog. I didn't care about the barbecue, but I really wanted a dog and hoped this time I would get one. I lay there for a while longer and tried to go back to sleep, but I couldn't, so I got up. I put on a pair of shorts and a flannel shirt and my running shoes. It was Saturday and most of the cars in the neighborhood were still parked in front of their houses when I left and started jogging down the street. Instead of turning left by the mini mart, like I had done the other day, I turned right and ran underneath a railroad bridge. I made my way along the road and passed a series of warehouses, a machine shop, a wrecking yard, and an auto parts store. I kept going and went under another bridge. And when I came to the other side, I saw, in the distance, a horse track. I'd never seen one before, and really the only horses I'd ever seen, besides on TV, were when I once went to a rodeo with my dad and some friends of his. But I'd always liked horses. Besides dogs, they're my favorite. It wasn't even 7 a.m., but the backside of the track was already going. The whole area was fenced off in chain link and topped with barbed wire. There were at least 12 huge buildings that housed the horses. I could see it all from the road. The place went on for acres, and people and horses were coming and going out of everywhere.